Velkommen til Radio Gode Podcast, hvor jeg giver dig gode råd og inspiration til at lave bedre radioreklamer. Efter lidt stillhed her på kanalen, vil der i den kommende tid udkomme flere podcast, så sørg for at tegne et gratis abonnement via iTunes, eller hold øje med Radio Gode's Facebook-side og tilmeld dig vores nyhedsbrev. Mit navn er Palle Bo, og dette er Radio Gode Podcast. I begyndelsen af 2013 tog jeg 2 måneder til Cape Town for at blive klogere på, hvorfor Sydafrika hele tiden dukker op i prisuddelingerne. Hvorfor er dette land, så langt mod syd, mange gange bedre end os andre til at lave radioreklamer? Jeg besøgte radiostationer, produktionsstudier og reklamebyråer og fik et godt indblik i, hvordan de arbejder, og hentede selv en god bunke inspiration med hjem. Året efter, altså 2014, var det et sydafrikansk radiospot for energidrikken Lucozade, der vandt den allerfineste pris af dem alle, en Cannes Lions Grand Prix, VM i reklame. Og den 17. marts 2015 var vinderen på podiet med en session ved Radio Days Europe i Milano. Mariana O'Kelly, der i øvrigt er irsk gift og derfor var iført grønt på denne St. Patrick's Day, som det var, er Executive Creative Director hos Ogilvy & Mather Johannesburg i Sydafrika og ansvarlig for verdens bedste radioreklame 2014. Hun er en af Sydafrikas mest prisvindende og mest respekterede kreative direktører, og efter en spændende session satte jeg mig ned med Mariana og spurgte hende, hvorfor hun tror, at Sydafrika er så gode til at lave radioreklamer.
I think there's a variety of factors that come into play. Obviously, something that I've just mentioned during the talk here is that I interviewed quite a lot of writers in South Africa trying to find out from them, because I don't think one person's opinion, you know, could actually give you a good enough picture. And it's quite interesting, as I said, H.F. Verwoerd, who was obviously the father of apartheid, was trying to control the media at the time when TV came out worldwide. So South Africa only got TV 30 years after the rest of the world, which is interesting because a lot of the radio writers from that time, and also the amazing radio writers from today, actually grew up with radio. And TV wasn't something that we got until the mid-70s. And also the budgets were small. We weren't exposed to a lot of the, you know, a lot of the shows and stuff that was out there. Satellite TV, we've only recently acquired. So a lot of the stuff was simulcast. So it would be some strange show that people bought and then it was simulcasted in Afrikaans, which was the only official language at that stage. So that might be one reason why.
Her er 2 eksempler på prisvindende spots fra ORM Joburg. Det er reklamer for bleer. Produktet Huggies bruger et tarveligt bissetrik, som vi alle falder for, små børn. Og så er det en twist på MTV Cribs, hvor disse skønne unger fremviser deres børneværelser. Fantastisk tekst, og ikke mindst helt fantastisk instrueret og produceret.
Yo, yo, I'm Lil Sofiso, and welcome to my crib. Over here we got my mobile. It's got all sorts of sea creatures. And it lights up and plays lullabies. What? And this right here is my blanket, aka Blankie. This is where the magic happens. Sleep time, nap time, chill time. You know how it goes down. Over here we got some dope plush animals. That's my homie, Notorious P.I.G. Puff Donkey. And the giraffe is Mr. Snuggleface. Yeah, so thanks for checking out my crib. Whoa, I got a nappy change coming. So y'all get out of here. Peace.
Huggies Gold. Premium nappies for premium babies.
Hi, I'm Marissa. Welcome to my crib. Let's start with my walk-in dummy collection. I got regular dummies, animal-shaped dummies, designer dummies. Oh, and this one here is for smart, casual occasions. And over here is the bedroom. 'Cause I'm a girl, I got pink ponies on everything. The blanket gets a pony, the pillow gets a pony, everything gets a pony! And the view? Are you kidding? Panoramic, baby! Who can see her changing station and her pony nightlight from her crib? This girl can! Okay, I've had a little accident. So I'm gonna need y'all to get out of here while I get changed. Toodles!
Huggies Gold. premium nappies for premium babies.
Marianne fortæller videre, at det store ord i god radioreklame er historiefortælling.
Yeah, stories and radio was something that was inherently part of the South African culture. And I think storytelling is also part of we love braais because we've got fantastic weather in South Africa. So a lot of time is spent outside around fires where people tell stories.
Yeah, and when you say braai, it's barbecue, yeah.
It's a barbecue. Yeah. And I mean, that is something that doesn't just belong to one specific culture in South Africa. Storytelling has been part of every single culture in South Africa, whether it is through initiation, sitting around campfire, sitting around initiation fire, sitting around the braais or the barbecues. So it's at the heart of... Maybe it's at the heart of who we are, the storytelling. And then we don't have the big budgets that Europe or the States have when it comes to brands and advertising. So we try and create elaborate stories through radio because it actually, it's got the ability for every listener to come up with their own picture in their head when you tell that story. We don't have to go and film it. We don't have to go and film, you know, as one of the writers said, 1,000 horsemen coming over the hill, because we just don't have those budgets. So we've really managed to craft the storytelling in our radio because it's the only way we can really compare with the world out there.
Also, another thing that I experienced with the difference between a lot of European countries and South Africa is that even on your public service radio, you have radio commercials. We don't have that in Denmark and in the UK. Okay.
I didn't know that at all.
No.
Sure,
no.
That's very interesting.
So radio advertising is a normal part of any campaign?
Yes, because it's the one thing that keeps the radio stations alive. Because, I mean, they have to advertise in order to get revenue so that, you know, they can have an existence. Mm. So advertising is a big, big, big part of all the radio stations in South Africa.
Just last year, you won the finest award of them all, the Cannes Lions Grand Prix. Can you tell me about that campaign? Because a big process went into doing that.
Yeah, it was a campaign for Lucozade. Lucozade is an energy drink,
yeah.
The Powerade of energy drinks. And we looked at the strategy and wanting to break out of any other energy drinks out there, we said that Lucozade stands for everyday moments. Because every single other energy drink out there, you know, is for, you know, sportsmen or for people that really, really are into physical, peak physical performance. But I mean, obviously that's quite a niche market. So being able to actually open it up for a bigger market to actually consume our product. We said, if we open it up and we make it for everyday moments, that can then appeal for, you know, a student, you know, wanting to get through, you know, a boring lecture, or it can be for a you know, a youngster, it could be for a mom, for a dad. But then what we did as well is that, so we started writing little stories around everyday moments, but we wanted to contrast it with the bigness of motivational halftime speeches that we always see in big movies, like, you know, the Al Pacino every given Sunday talk. So we said it could be quite funny if you had to have those moments and those speeches with very, very dramatic music, but then it's quite a small moment, like, you know, all of us have experienced the international presentation through the Concorde, where the call gets dropped and you've got to redo it again. So that was kind of like the idea of it, but then we really recrafted it the hell out of it. So 6 months before we had the final commercial, we recorded it, and it didn't come out nice at all.
Her kommer det spot, Marianne talte om. Det spot, der endte med at blive kasseret. Det er det spot, som Marianne her kaldte not nice at all. Efter min mening er det nu ikke dårligt, men døm selv.
On this glorious occasion, on this most auspicious of meetings, when you are spent, when you have pushed every ounce of presentation breath and eked out every last drop of enthusiasm, and you have just presented unto the board via teleconference call, and you then dawn upon the painful reality that the call was dropped but eons ago. Despair not, fair friend, for though you may have to thrust out one more hour of pitching and parrying through points and punchlines for the third time today, every drop of ink shed in this meeting, every word laid before them others, stands testament to the fact that you did prevail. For today, fueled by Lucozade and a spirit of righteous purpose, today you became a fan of life. Make it so, good sir. Lucozade. Do it with energy.
At that point, I was even questioning my ability to really spot amazing ads because I thought on paper this was the best ad I've ever seen, and then we recorded it, it just completely fell flat. But then we went back, we re-recorded it, the guys literally wrote 4 pages of just opening lines, and they literally they locked themselves into an office with a very emotional soundtrack, which they said that if you write to it, it makes everyone and everything that you do seem very important. And we redid the process.
It's 11 p.m. Joburg time. You come so far in this teleconference meeting. You pushed out every ounce of presentation breath, eked out every last drop of enthusiasm, presented under 7 people in 6 countries. Suddenly dawns on you that the call was dropped ages ago, maybe somewhere around slide 457. And so for the second time today, you thrust out 1 more hour of pitching and parry through points and punchlines. And now, you've just hit the thank you slide. And Sanjay from Malaysia, the only one who matters and has signing off power, dials in and says, "Hey guys, what did I miss?" Now you got a problem. I'll tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna scroll back to slide 1. And you are going to do the presentation again with Lucasade, with energy.
And you did a special collaboration with the voiceover talent.
Yes, so what we did is that right in the beginning, we thought that we wanted to make it really world-class. So we thought world-class equals everything else, not South Africa. I don't know why you always have that idea in your head that the rest of the world is better. And we auditioned for 40 European voices and American voices out there. They all came back, and you know, because we weren't happy and we wanted to change it, we realized there was a massive cost involved. So eventually we found reference of the Southern Baptist preacher and, you know, the Any Given Sunday talk. And we went to a South African artist called James Alexander. And he practiced it. He practiced, you know, without us paying him, he practiced it like over the weekend. So he got into the studio and he had the accent right. And he was willing to work with us and get it right and redo it until we ended up with a spot. And all 3 voices in that campaign are all 3 his voices. So again, you're only as good as the people that you know, you do the project with.
There will come a day when you will not have to enter the battlefield of kiddies' birthday parties. There will come a day when you will not have to clash with a horde of 3-foot-wand-wielding, plastic sword-thrashing offspring. But today is not that day. For today, you shall lead your daughters into the fray, into Yaku's 5th Springbok-themed birthday party, wherein lies that infernal clown bent on audience participation, your participation. And just when you are about to pack up to leave, they will spring upon you one last onslaught. They will declare that they are cutting the cake. You will stand tall for another 35 minutes. Fueled with Lucozade, fueled with energy, you shall sing Happy Birthday!
What do you think the future of radio advertising is? I know it's a big question, but your thoughts on that?
I think it's a question that's been asked over the last 2 days quite a lot. And I was quite overwhelmed when, as a creative person, I walked into this expo here and everything was technical. And I felt really stupid because, you know, you can't compare with the digital technical minds out there. And I've realized that, you know, it's like any other medium. It will keep going through a technological morphing process and it will become shareable and you'll have Google for sound and, you know, like Instagram for audio. But at the heart of it, I always try and remember that it's people that we're talking to. And at the end of the day, people like stories. You know, not everyone out there are the digital gurus or people that always, you know, are understanding what we're talking about at an expo like this. So at the heart of it, it's about stories. And it's about radio's ability to tell 1,000 pictures. We are the only non-screen-based mass medium left. And it's the only one where you can personalize pictures in people's heads by one story that you're telling.
They said you wouldn't make it this far. They said you'd be out of here in the first 3 songs. But here you are, 92 minutes and 44 seconds into an Enrique concert, all for Sir Son Rotenbach. So you planned the perfect date for 2, yeah? Got the pricey limo, filled it with roses, got front row VIP tickets,
bad idea. Because now you're stuck here, watching her, watching him gyrate his well-oiled, far too flexible torso. You fake danced, fake smiled, fake the lyrics as if you knew every song with particular emphasis on Ti Amo. And now finally he's off stage. It's all over. Time to leave. But you know what? The estrogen riddled audience will croon back that they want more. And he'll be back on stage for another set. Grapple with that. And now your knees begin to buckle from your rhythmless Latino imitation dancing. But you did not come this far not to get a kiss from Susan. So you get yourself some go. You get yourself some Lucozade. And you get back in there.
Det sidste af de tre spots for Lucozade, om at det kræver god energi for en mand at komme igennem en Enriquez-koncert, er jo et halvandet minut langt. Det er langt, ja, men det holdt mig fanget hele vejen. Og jeg synes, det er et godt eksempel på, at man kan andet end bare lave et 20-sekunders radiospot, hvor man taler om produktet fra start til slut. Lad os være modige og få mere af den slags i danske radioreklamer. Endnu en gang her til sidst. Husk at tilmelde dig mit nyhedsbrev via radioguru.dk. Jeg er Palle Bo. Tak fordi du lyttede med.